two engineers of this leather cape madness, Master Noel and Sir Mark.
Well, it's Sunday evening, and we are on. How are we doing? How are we doing, everybody?
Tired.
Not good.
Oh, hello, hello.
Not good.
Good.
Oh, I think you said not good.
Yes, we have a full house. We have Boy Neil, Boy Alex, Master Noel, and Sir Mark. And we're all huddled in with the heaters on. I got my hoodie on.
And it's not even winter yet.
No, my heat, my heated underpants.
Oh, no. It snowed. It's winter.
Well, we could change that move.
Yeah, fucking right.
Yeah, severe lake effect snow warning in Buffalo till Wednesday.
Which microphone are you on? Go ahead, talk a
little. I don't know.
I can hear
the one that you gave me, Master.
That's all right. I'm just trying to get some levels.
Okay, test. 1, 2, 6.
Just talk. I can do it on the fly, really. It's good.
Really?
So everybody that's in the chat room right now, I can't log on. I'm having connectivity
issues.
It won't let me get in. Don't you hate that? Hey, boy Alex, don't you hate that when you just it just won't go in?
Just hate that, yes.
That's just a little segue.
Hello.
The boys just came back from Florida, so we're going to just ask them out of the blue little questions.
We are.
Yeah.
Oh, I have my notes right here.
Oh, yeah. That we're going back to Florida now?
With this weather, maybe we should.
Anyway.
What is that hum?
Yeah, I heard that.
I heard no hum.
Boy Neil, turn the vibrator off. Here, you just did.
Wow.
It's my microphone, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of something. Hello. All right. Well, we'll just deal with it.
Okay, well, I can get on, so you figure it out.
Anyways.
Yes, boy, Alex and I, as a lot of you know, went to Florida. We had a wonderful, very relaxing, nice time. It really was. It was a nice, relaxing trip. We took our time driving down there. We made a few pit stops. Took our time driving back. Made another. Well, we only made one pit stop
one
on the
pit
way
stop.
Back. Yeah. So, but it was fun.
It would have been another one, but was it closed or something? Yeah. The bars aren't open in that city. The gay bars aren't open on a Wednesday night.
Well,
or Tuesday night.
Well, no, it was the Leather Bar in Pittsburgh, which we read about, and it had this great history. They'd been there for 18 years. They've always been a leather bar, blah, blah, blah. And we really wanted to go. And then as we read further, they were only open from Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
And it was like a Monday or Tuesday would have been there, so we kind of passed on that.
And the other bars were just, well.
They were Twinkie bars.
Twinkie.
They were dance bars and shit. But the Woodshed was great on the way down there in Charlotte.
Oh, that was an awesome bar.
That was an awesome bar. If you're ever in Charlotte, go to the Woodshed. It's like an old school
Missouri?
Bar.
Charlotte, Missouri?
No, Charlotte, North Carolina.
My aunt, Charlotte?
No. It was a great old school leather bar. I mean, they call it the Woodshed, and when you're inside it, you feel like you're in an old woodshed. I mean, they had sound and lights and all that stuff, but it was really neat.
It was a bar, people, not a woodshed.
What?
It was a bar, not a woodshed.
Right. But it kind of reminded me a little bit of the old toolbox for those that had been there in the past. It didn't have the big maze in the back, but it had that flavor to it. Just a bar where Just a bar where a bunch of men go and hang out and have beers and drinks and
beers. Beers? Just beers. No cocktail?
No cocktails. I had a cocktail, but it was what they finally kept calling it. They said, you can't quit calling it vodka, orange juice, and cranberry. It's
I don't know. I don't remember what they said.
Started with an M. They kept correcting us. So.
I thought they were saying a mattress, but it wasn't that.
Madras. That's what they called it. That's supposedly a madras. So that's what I drink.
A mattress or a madras?
Madras.
I thought they were saying mattress.
Oh.
Were you talking to your brother?
Wow. But it was neat. We spent a lot of time at, or not a lot, two nights we went to the Leather Bar in Fort Lauderdale.
Ramrod,
which is a neat place. And, you know, it was kind of, it was nice in a way when there was, there was only once or twice maybe that somebody either got a little touchy or started asking a lot of questions or started inquiring if we would be touchy, and it gave us an opportunity to educate, and that's kind of what we did. Then we educated them on collars and everything, which was pretty bizarre, being that we're in the Fort Lauderdale's only oldest leather, or I don't know if they're the only one, but their oldest leather bar. But it was amazing. And then there was someone there in a meerkat, and he really did look like a master until we got up close to find out he had a
slave collar on or something?
A choker chain with a lock on it, like an old master lock with a choker chain. And we knew, no, he's just dressed up. But, yeah. But it's interesting, and it's fun. And, you know, everybody's different, and if somebody gets into doing that, that's good for them, too, if it makes them feel good. And but it was a fun time.
So thank you, Uncle Ed.
Yes, thank you very much, Uncle Ed, if you're listening. Thank you for your hospitality. It was wonderful. You helped make it a very nice and relaxing trip.
And the boys want the videos erased. Just saying.
Or at least a copy.
Or at least a copy, yeah.
And how was your shopping?
Shopping was okay. We did, one day?
Yeah, really one day of shopping. Went to Sawgrass. That big mall, Sawgrass Mall.
Just a mall.
And then I actually got, for my first time ever, to go to IKEA. I've never been to an IKEA before, believe it or not.
Oh, boy, Neil. I'm so sorry you had to go.
I know.
But I'm sorry, my boy.
Sometimes wanted to go. I did actually want
to. Let's clarify this. It was his idea.
I got to do my dues and see it sometime. We did stop at a Bass Pro, too. Where was that?
I like Bass Pro.
We stopped for gas.
That was on the way back.
It was on the way back. We stopped for gas. I think it was in West Virginia. I'm thinking West Virginia, or it was North Carolina, one of the two. And we're stopping for gas, and there's a Home Depot and a Bass Pro right there. So we went in. Neither of us had actually been into a Bass Pro, so we walked through there and weren't really impressed. I mean, it's a sporting goods store, but
that's what we have now in Stony Creek.
Right. It's not open yet. It almost will. This is actually a bigger one than they had there, though. From Master told me they're actually going to have
a pond with
boats,
it's like
floating
a lake
in it, a lake
in the middle of the store.
Which is pretty crazy, but that'll be interesting. And then I'm back on the road again early Tuesday morning, heading to Wisconsin for deer hunting. That'll be fun. I always enjoy that time with my family and my dad and my one brother I like, and try to avoid the brother I want to just say I don't like him. And why is nobody else talking but me tonight?
Well, we're Boy, Alex, come on, jump in. I'm having I can't log on to the site, so Masanoel is trying to fix my problem.
That's okay. We now know that our next vacation will be Mexico, right? You.
Yeah, Puerto Vallarta.
Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah. And how do we know this again?
And when are we doing that? Because I'm going.
No, you'll be on your honeymoon then when we go. That's what we figure. Well, you guys go on the honeymoon. We're going to go to Puerto Vallarta, so.
Oh, you think so? Somebody's got to stay here and watch the house.
Yeah, somebody's got to do the show. It'll be you.
We bring Slave Wayne up for that.
Do the show?
Sure.
Well, no, you need to have two people, apparently.
Oh, we do.
It helps to bounce back and forth. You know,
well, they've got
is.
Internet in Mexico. We'll try it from afar.
Someone would have
a bitch taking all this shit with you on the plane, though, ain't it, boy?
Well, we'll just record one ahead of time.
Yeah, we heard you say something about Egypt. I don't know why you want
to go. I want to see the pyramids.
Well, it ain't going to happen right now because Egypt right now is very dangerous.
And very
so what? Like they're going to fuck with
the pyramids
us, but we're
would be nice.
Well, yeah, exactly. We'll take a picture of your head somewhere.
Yeah,
where it
on
ends
the ground.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah. Where it rolls to.
Oh, so what? Fuck, got to die sometime. Might as well die looking at the pyramids.
I ain't fucking dying my honeymoon.
What a way to go, though.
If that's the case, we've got to add up more people to the list.
No.
That's another subject we'll have to touch on later.
Just not
150 guests?
No. I think we're going to be at about 115, 120. But
it keeps going up.
And we've still got a year to go, folks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dun, dun, dun. But the extra ones now we're adding, we're telling them no gifts except cash only, and it has to be 100 and above. Might as well be direct.
Would that be American or Canadian?
Oh, that's, well, it depends. Whatever the currency exchange is the highest at the time.
I prefer just to give cash. It's just way easier.
Yeah.
Isn't that, isn't that what common is now? Do you give cash?
Or it is, kind of. Or yeah. They do, what do you call it when you go to a store and you sign
registry?
Up?
Registry?
You do a registry, yeah.
Yeah, a registry or whatever, yeah.
Or people do what some people do, and they go through their cupboard, mm-hmm. and all the crystal shit that you got as gifts that you didn't like, now it's time to re-gift.
There you go.
No, I don't want
kidding
any.
Me?
No. People do that.
That seems wrong.
Oh, I think you've done it, Master. No, we just, whenever we
when
get...
What the fuck have I ever had crystal to
no,
give to anybody?
No, whenever we get things
maybe
in the house...
Maybe crystal meth.
Whenever we get... No. Whenever we get things in the house we don't want or use, we usually do them... We give them away in raffles or for some charity or something.
We give them to a charity. Yeah. It's not
please,
like it's
come to our next charity event and see the shit we're trying to get rid of.
Really. But
we put it all in a basket.
We've
call it
already gotten rid of all of it already.
Yeah.
It's all new shit now.
Oh, I don't know. There's still one room full of a lot of shit. One here and one somewhere else.
There's a lot of stuff that we still got to go through. But hey, you know what? We've done a lot in the last couple
definitely
of months. So
we've been busy.
Working hard.
If you are on Facebook, you're our friends. I actually posted some pictures of the renos. We got Boy Alex living quarters are almost done.
Almost done. We're almost there.
It's
there.
Looking really nice.
Wouldn't have thought we'd been this far.
No.
Well, it's amazing. I mean, you guys have worked really hard at it. And you know, people have been saying how much work we have done, and you go, oh, yeah, that must cost a lot of money. No, we're lucky. We're saving because you guys all do the stuff. One's an electrician. One's a carpenter. The other one, you know, is a plumber and stuff. I do the finishing kind of decorating stuff. I'm good at that stuff. But
He keeps us all informed about what's going on the soaps while we're working.
And
fuck
feeds
off,
us.
Asshole.
Wow. You're our entertainment coordinator. Wow.
I make you look good. That's what I do. Remember that.
Boy, that was dead silent.
I was trying to think of something to say that was not going to get me to trouble, mm-hmm. and there wasn't anything. So you just be quiet then.
Yeah, don't say anything.
Don't say nothing because hey, I need to get some when you guys are around.
No, we're all getting better. You know, even... Master's getting better. He figures out what not to do that I have to then take apart and redo, so he just doesn't do it to begin with.
And with you,
wow,
we just...
Wow, you best be careful, boy.
And I'm joking.
And what do we do regarding Boy Neil? We take away the plaster and the putty knife.
At a
because
certain
the
point.
Motherfucker boy will have the whole fucking house. We plastered, it's crazy.
It's, you got that one little spot on the wall that's got... bugs you, so you got to fix it.
Yeah, but the spot is 2 inches, and when you're done, it's 2 meters.
Well, then you notice all the other ones when you're doing the one spot. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I think it all came out.
How do you see it through the walls into the next rooms, though?
It's a mad power, sir.
It's mad, all right.
Mad skill.
Mad.
Mad,
yeah. Okay. Well, now that we've just done nothing but babble aimlessly for the last 15 minutes, when we come back, let's talk about some real stuff, shall we? I think we want to... We'll talk about what we did this weekend. Sumer got some friends down that did the court event. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk about the court taking a hiatus, which is kind of interesting. We're also going to talk about the weekend of Herotica. Excuse me, there's a bunch of things that we want to talk about in regards to that. But I think Herotica, yeah.